Hello and welcome to the Devotional Podcast with Every Nation NYC. My name is Nathan. The next 10 minutes or so are all about you connecting with God. So no matter where you are, let's take some time out, turn our hearts towards God, hear His voice, and connect with our Father. Let's go to our God in prayer. Holy Spirit, thank you that you are here. God, right now we quiet our hearts and our minds. We're here to connect with you. We push aside every distraction. We push aside every anxiety and fear. We lay them down at your feet, God. Thank you, Lord, that you have a plan for us. And it fits with your cosmic sovereign plan. And that as we walk through this day and through our life and through our week in obedience, we walk in your ways. God, I pray that you direct our thoughts and prayers during this time. Again, we want to connect with you. We want our lives to walk with you in obedience and service of your plan, of your will. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7 through 10. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished upon us in all wisdom and insight, making known to us the mystery of his will, according to his purpose, which he set forth in Christ as a plan for the fullness of time to unite all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth. During our time today, I want to zoom in on verses 9 and 10 of Ephesians chapter 1. Paul writes this, making known to us the mystery of his will, according to his purpose, which he set forth in Christ as a plan for the fullness of time, to unite all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth. As we think of the story of the Bible unfolding, it takes a long time for us to figure out what God is really up to. It's only once Christ comes and is resurrected that we start to see more clearly the scope of what God is really doing. Let's start back at the beginning. In Genesis chapter 3, our first parents, Adam and Eve, commit this horrible sin of rebelling against God. And it's there that everything breaks. Internally, they're no longer at peace. They're ashamed of their bodies and fearful of their own nakedness. Their relationship with each other breaks down immediately. There's finger pointing and blame shifting. Their relationship with the earth, their work and productivity is left entirely broken. Working the ground is now crazy difficult. It brings forth thorns and thistles. Giving birth, extremely painful. Their relationship with God is also left shattered. They run and hide out of shame, and God is left calling out, "Where are you?" We see this brokenness through every part of our lives. Many of us live with a profound sense of internal disapproval. Relationships are extremely difficult work. Our careers and our work, our jobs, are often frustrating and unfulfilling. And all of this stems from one underlying source. The creative force that brought all things into existence, our very good and loving Father, has been expelled from the equation. His holiness does not mix with our broken, unholy state. Here in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 9 and 10, we get a glimpse of what God's big, great plan is for the world. He wants to unite all things to him, things in heaven and things on earth. God wants to bring every broken shred of our lives and this universe back to him. In other words, he wants to unite heaven and earth. He's going to make all things new. Every broken piece of this rebellious world is getting pulled back together by its creator. Every broken strand of our life, every sinful action and thought, every painful experience, every hurtful word is getting corralled by our cosmic God. It's getting brought back to him and being made right. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. This plan is enacted by Jesus, but it's continued through us, the church. And it will be one day finished when Jesus comes again. As Christians, we walk in this extraordinary unity We are today the connection, the link point between heaven and earth as the Holy Spirit fills us, as Jesus has cleansed us. The Father wants to use us to accomplish his cosmic purpose, set forth in Christ, continued by the church, and one day completely finished by him. God, thank you so much for your extraordinary plan to unite all things back to you, to pull all things, all sinful things, all broken things, all things that seem impossible back into you, back into its creator, back into its original design and purpose. God, thank you for using the church to continue this mission since Jesus has come and filled us with the Holy Spirit. God, today we open our hearts up to you. We open our lives up to you. We open our calendars and our wallets up to you. We avail ourselves to you, God, and we want to be used by you to accomplish your purposes. Thank you, Lord, for revealing the mystery of what you've been up to for so long. Now we see it. Now we know. We're a bridge between heaven and earth. You're using us to accomplish your purposes. Jesus, you made all things new, and in you we are making all things new. Lord, I pray that you'd start with us. Start with our hearts. Start with our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Over the next few minutes, I encourage you to listen to God. Perhaps start with this simple prayer, a couple of questions to your Father. Father, how is my life connected into your extraordinary plan? Is there anywhere in my life that I'm selling myself short? Please speak to me now. I'm listening. Thank you for taking some time out of your day to connect with God. My hope is that you've been able to hear directly from him and get to know him a little better. You've been listening to the Devotional Podcast with Every Nation NYC For more resources and podcasts, please find us at everynationnyc.org/media.